Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At
515-355-3200. Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question, and since we're right in the thick of basketball, it will be basketball.
But I know time's running out for me to sound smart, so...
Yeah, and I got to say, two of these questions are kind of hard. Sorry, Russ. But again, we're not going back
to the hard questions, but they are hard. Sometimes you can pick some pretty hard ones.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a hard trivia question for you both, too. I have a hard trivia question for you both, too.
Okay. I tell you, we'll let you ask the question just before this break so that we can leave the audience in suspenders, as they say. And in our next segment, hopefully he'll get through security. And Mike, who's going to be our guest coming in the next segment?
First of all, just in 3 seconds, I hope we can talk this. I have one word to say. Mystic Dan.
Bingo, man, by a nose.
Wow. Holy cow. I know it happened last week, but my goodness, what a race. 18-1, baby. Hey, yeah. You know, nothing like the Kentucky Derby. Boy, what a great day. Yeah, we're going to talk to a guy by the name that I consider him a friend. His name is Andy Lewis. Well, Andy is Andy Lewis, but he's also Admiral Andy Lewis. And Admiral Lewis is a guy that is an impressive human being. I met him very humbly at my men's church group. And he went to the United States Naval Academy. He is a leader in this country. He played football and Navy briefly, but really his strong sport is wrestling. We'll talk about his days of college wrestling. I think he even did a little pro wrestling as well. But a fascinating human being. He is from the Bay Area. I believe he's from Los Gatos. And, man, there's some things that you're going to find out about Andy Lewis that'll blow your mind. And, He's going to come on next, and we're going to have a good time talking to him and give us some great insight.
All right. Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners, how can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com, promo code 408-408, or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Ecom 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Andy Lewis. Mike, introduce Andy. He just came on right as we were coming off of the first segment.
Impeccable timing Andy has, I gotta tell you. Yeah, I want to introduce you to our guest, and he's a special guy. I consider him a friend. I hope he considers me a friend as well. We met at our church men's group in Ponte Vedra, Florida. Very humble guy. I've got to know him over the years. And one thing that, as I mentioned, yes, his name is Andy Lewis, but he's also a guy that's well-known in the United States military circles. We say hello to all of our friends listening on Armed Forces Radio Network. And his name is Andy Lewis. He's Admiral Andy Lewis. He's retired, a member of the United States Naval Academy. Played, I think Andy told me he played a little bit of football there, but he was a wrestler for the Naval Academy. And his bio is incredible. A fighter pilot for the Navy. Flew, I believe, at least 100 combat missions. Achieved the ranks of becoming a commander all the way to the Navy. Andy can fill us in more about that. But also just a guy that, loves this country. Loves God, and overall is just a great human being. And I hope by the end of the interview, Andy continues to still call me his friend. So, Andy, welcome. We're thrilled to have you.
And by the way, Andy, we're always nice to our guests because we want them to come back. So, don't worry, this is not a roast.
Yeah, this is not a Tom Brady roast. By the way, thanks.
No, great. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hear from you guys. Yeah.
Andy, you grew up in the Bay Area. That's San Francisco Bay Area. We're all from the Bay Area. It's still a wonderful place. Los Gatos, Homewood High School, is that correct?
And I went to Homestead High School, which is
Los Altos, darn it, shoot.
Noteworthy. That's where Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs went to high school.
Okay.
And also, my brother's roommate from college went to Homestead. He was the did the drum corps. He still is a music teacher.
It was
there.
A great place to grow up. In fact, I'm just out here for 36 hours, and I came back to plan a charity golf tournament for my high school one of my high school football coaches whose son passed away a couple years ago, and he had a lot of troubles growing up, but he was involved in this organization called Team Challenge, which is for recovering alcohol and drug addicted folks, and it's a a Christ-centric organization in which he's involved in, and we eight of us from our senior year team all came into town. One of us, I live in Florida. Another guy came from Alabama. Another guy came from Texas. And then the other guys still live locally. And these guys are, these guys are legendary guys. They both were just admitted into the Hayward State Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame, which Hayward State is no longer a school and no longer has a football team. But these guys were pretty legendary guys in their own right. And played at College of San Mateo before they went. You know, they were, you know, kind of John Madden proteges. So pretty great guys.
Good. And Andy, Mike was telling us that wrestling was your main sport. Academy?
Earlier, but so I wanted to go to college out of high school, and I couldn't really afford it. So my father told me to get a scholarship, and I ended up getting some interest by the Coast Guard Academy initially. And I went back there to take a look at it. And there's this fellow by the name of Otto Graham that was the athletic director at the Coast Guard Academy when I was in 1980 when I was there. And he said, yeah, you can come here and play football and wrestle. We were Division III. So I got an appointment there. You know, I had good enough grades and stuff to do so, but I ended up getting recruited a little bit by the Naval Academy through one of those high school football coaches I was just talking about, who they were Division I, and it was more prestigious school, or at least I was told it was more prestigious school. I didn't really know what prestige meant at that point, but and so I played a year of football and 4 years of wrestled for 4 years at Navy. I grew up wrestling in California with under the tutelage of these two brothers named David and Mark Schultz, who were both gold medalists in the Olympics, and pretty famous guys. And my high school nemesis was a guy named Dan Shade, who was also a national champion in wrestling at the University of Oklahoma and an Olympian as well. But I never did get close to beating him, unfortunately.
So playing football at Naval Academy, I guess the Army Navy game is kind of a big deal, huh?
Yeah, the Army Navy game is a pretty amazing thing, and it's true in all sports at Navy. At the service academies, is all sports that Army Navy matchup is. It's kind of what you peak for. It used to drive our wrestling coach crazy because we would peak for the Army Navy match and then lose in the national tournament. You know, to the same guys that we beat in 2 weeks prior. It's a rivalry. Yeah. Like it's very difficult to compare to any other rivalry in sport.
It's one thing to go, you know, USC, Notre Dame type of thing, but there's something about the military, you know, where, because it's like you have a choice, you know, do I go into the Army, do I go into the Navy, and then you take pride in whichever one you go into.
Ultimately, right? you're fighting it out, and whatever the sport is, you know, you're doing your best to defeat the other team, or defeat the other individual, but at the end of the day, you're all going into the service of the nation, whether it's in the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Air Force, whatever the case may be.
I'm trying to think, okay, because you're a few years younger than I, and I was, I had to register for the draft after the Iranian crisis in 79.
You wouldn't have had to deal with that. Selective service.
Did you deal with Desert Shield and then Desert Storm?
I was deployed in an airplane called the A-7, in the US from the USS John F. Kennedy for in 1990 and 1991. So I flew combat missions in Desert Storm, and then I was so I was commissioned in 1985. So graduated from high school in 1981.
Okay. And we're going to go to a break here in a minute. When we come back, yeah. Mike was telling us something about Top Gun, and we want to hear a little bit about that. That'll be kind of fun, because actually that would have been like perfect timing, right when the movie came out.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, right?
We have had some bastards.
Pretty close to it. Okay, stay with us. All right. So here's our first trivia question on basketball. And again, this is a hard one. Who was the youngest person ever drafted? Right? I mean, it's a simple question, but it's a very, very hard question. All right? We're talking in the NBA. Who was the youngest person ever drafted? All right? Email edward@sportsecom101.com, the answer to that question. When we come back, we're going to continue our interview with Admiral. Can we still call you Admiral? Andy's, do we have to say retired Admiral? Andy, okay. Andy Lewis. All right. Stay with us, audience. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Ecom 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Andy Lewis. And our first trivia question on the NBA, who was the youngest person ever drafted in the NBA?
Was it Darnell Bellman?
Nope. Well, I got to say, I don't know the person's name.
This is a trick question. It's just like some 14-year-old kid.
Even younger. The Atlanta Hawks.
I told you.
Yeah, I know. I said this one's a little, this one's really hard. Okay. So, I don't know. Oh, no. Back in the 1970s, the Atlanta Hawks drafted the owner's baby because they had like 9 rounds of. I know. That's an unfair question. That was the hardest one. The other one, the next question is actually going to be a little bit more fun. It's hard, but it's kind of more of a fun question. All right. That one was just kind of a throwaway question. All right, Mike, why don't you reintroduce our guest?
All right. Well, listen, we want to welcome to the big show. Of course, this show goes coast to coast, border to border, around the world, and, you know, Sports Byline USA. We thank all of our good folks there. And, of course, everybody listening to Armed Forces Radio, a guy that I've gotten to know over the past few years. In fact, when I first met him, he said, oh, yeah, I was in the Navy. Okay, well, that's great. He wouldn't tell me a darn thing about himself. Very humble guy. He said he went to the Naval Academy, and ultimately Andy told me that I was a commander. I see him about a month or two later. He goes, "Well, I finished out as an admiral." I said, "Oh, well, that's pretty impressive." And you know, he's just one of those guys that loves his country, loves sports. And Andy, you know, we mentioned the Naval Academy. Of course, I want to talk a little bit more about your service outside of the academy, but the rigors of the academy, how did it prepare you for life? I had relatives who went there. I hear it's brutal. I hear freshman year is just awful. I know you were telling me you weren't the best student in the world. So talk about that and how that prepared you for life.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a very good student at the Naval Academy, and I got in quite a bit of trouble, and I also was not very well high-performing militarily either. But what really prepared me was developing relationships you develop with your roommates, your teammates, your classmates, and going through kind of shared hardships. And it's hard for everybody, depending upon who you are. There's very few people that can just breeze through without any trouble. And, you know, ultimately it's purposeful, and it's a lot different than most people's college experience, but a lot more meaningful, I found. And to me, it was just really a motivating place to go, because I knew that at the end of it, I would have a job, and I would have clothes to wear, and I would have an opportunity to ultimately to serve the nation, which was something that I just knew in the back of my mind I needed to do. And it was, and I never regretted it. And I was given tremendous opportunities in my time in uniform and subsequent to that too.
So Andy, let me ask you, you all go in kind of at the same situation, and then some guys decide, okay, that's it. I've done my tour or whatever, and I'm out.
That's a good question, because I actually, my commitment was 5 years after graduation, so I could stay 5 years. It was a little bit longer than that because I went into aviation, but I just kind of took it one step at a time. I'm married with 4 kids. I've been married for 38 years now. My wife, I grew up without faith. Mm-hmm. My wife, really without faith. My wife was staunchly Catholic, and I got, so when I asked her to get married, she said, you know, and she eventually said yes. She said, yeah, but we have to get married in the Catholic Church. And, you know, ultimately it was a conversion over time. But that was, we just kind of took it one step at a time. And then the only time I ever seriously considered getting out before I retired was we were leaving Japan, and I said, I think I'm going to, because I'd been on 6 deployments in 8 years, and I really didn't know my kids. And I said, I think I'm going to get out and go be an airline pilot. My wife said, you don't want to be an airline pilot. You don't, that's not who you are. So, and she said, and besides, I'm not ready to settle down. So let's just stay in. So it's as much to her.
I love you, but I love you.
Well, you know,
well, tell us a little bit about the Top Gun experience.
You know, a publicized place, obviously. And, you know, it was, you know, historically, yeah, it was started, you know, during the Vietnam War, because we had a kill ratio that was bad. But I ended up commanding Top Gun and all the associated tactical schools that are out in the desert in Fallon, Nevada, which is about not too far from where you and I are right now. And and then I did that as a one star when I first made, as my first command tour as an admiral. And it was a really great experience getting to work with literally the best tacticians the Navy has to offer. We worked really closely with the Air Force School, which is in Nellis Air Force Base outside Las Vegas, and with the best fighter pilots in the world and the best tactical aviators in the world, you know, across the services, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Andy, you know, one of the things, by the way, retired Admiral Andy Lewis is with me, aka my friend Andy. Andy, one of the things about being associated with Top Gun, and I really wish you would have prefaced this question. Is there any truth that the movie Top Gun was based on you? That's A. And then B, to be associated with a place like Top Gun, you would never tell me this, because again, I keep telling people about what a humble guy you are. That means that you are probably still a very gifted and well-schooled pilot yourself. You have talents that are above and beyond. How do you even get associated with Top Gun? And you don't have to tell me how great you are, but you're a pretty impressive guy.
First of all, how great you are.
No, the movie story has nothing to do with me at all. Secondly, I'm, you know, quite honestly, not a very talented aviator. I had to work really hard to do the things that I did in an airplane. And I was shaped by that early on. When I took the aptitude test for flying, before I went into flight school, I didn't pass it the first time. So I had to take it a second time. And I got the lowest score you can have. And I had some experience. I had a friend who got killed in an airplane, and I was getting married, and I didn't want to kill myself in an airplane or kill other people in an airplane. I wanted to do as good as I could do, so as to have as many options open to me as available as I progressed. And I just worked really hard. But I honestly am not a super talented guy.
No, but you know what? It's a story of perseverance.
You know, hard work, discipline, all those kinds of things. I think I have a work ethic that I admire my own work ethic. I'm pretty, that's a gift I have, but it's not talent that you would think of. And, you know, it's not like I equate it to a guy like Tom Brady, for example. Not that I'm putting myself on a plane with him, but the reason Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or, you know, these guys are not, they're not the greatest players based upon their talent. They worked hard. It's like, you know, it's like De La Salle High School.
Yeah.
How did De La Salle High School developed that streak was, you know, the perfect effort, you know, that was put forth. And there's no such thing as gamer in football. There's really no such thing as a gamer in aviation or in combat. You will never perform in combat any better than what you train to. And so you have to train to a really high level. That's kind of the mantra of anybody's good at anything.
Good point. Yeah, very good point.
Andy, and I could be wrong. I believe you were named the Pacific Airman of the Year. So you are a good pilot. You're just a humble guy. You don't want to admit it. I'm standing for you. You won the Navy Distinguished Service Medal, Defense Superior Service Medal. You've won numerous awards. On top of so I wish I had your type of talent. That's what I'm trying to say. Talk a little about the mental preparation and maybe how wrestling, the physicality of what it takes to be a gifted fighter pilot, and how some of your athletic training prepared you for that world. Because it's just, listen, it scares the hell out of me to do what you want to do.
Andy, you know what? We have to go to a break right now. When we come back, please answer those questions. That'd be great. Okay, here's our second trivia question on basketball. Since 1981, which city has the most born players get drafted first overall? Which city? And the hint I'll give you is it's not in the United States. Okay, so since 1981, which city has the most players who were born get drafted first overall? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall certified installer Integrity Electric and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
The Diversified Mortgage Expo is one of the top note investing conferences of the year. Held in person in Nashville, Tennessee, May 31st to June 1st, this conference will help note investors, service providers, note creators, sellers, private lenders, and industry experts network, learn, and expand their business. Join hundreds of investors, institutional sellers, industry experts, private lenders, and service providers at one of the top industry events of the year. Go to diversifiedmortgageexpo.com for details and to register.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowd, and our special guest, retired Admiral Andy Lewis. All right, our second trivia question on basketball. Since 1981, which city has had the most born players get drafted first overall? And it's not in the United States.
Is it Spain? Is it Serbia?
No.
Those aren't cities.
No, I know, but Madrid is.
Madrid is, yeah. No, actually, okay, I'll give you the country, Australia.
Sydney? Weird?
No, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
I'd have to go back and figure out which ones it is, but yeah, that was
can
a hard one.
Can you name one player from Melbourne? I can't.
Probably. No, he's had to have at least more than one, right? Since 1981, I'd have to look and see how many. Okay, the next. Don't worry, the next question is a little bit more fun and less hard. Okay, all right. So, Mike, you want to ask your question to Andy again?
Yeah, Andy. Before we took the break, we talked a little about your days as a football player and wrestler, and of course all the compliments you have achieved as a fighter pilot and just being in the Navy in general. How do you attribute the your physical training? Because being a wrestler takes tough grits and mentality. To be a fighter pilot, as I alluded to before our break, the mentality scare, I mean, it's to me, it's frightening. You're doing loops and God knows what else you do, but how do you get over that hump? How do you psychologically use all that training to become where you I think got to?
What you learn from the sport, and I don't think this is necessarily unique to wrestling, although wrestling has a lot of those applicability to, you know, translating into military type of organization, military skills, just because, you know, it's a lot of hard work. There's not a lot of fanfare in it. And it's you can't really hide anything behind, you know, strutting around or whatever. It just doesn't work that way. You're going to, you put the hours in, you put the sweat in, and you put the technique in, and then you still get beat half the time. And, it's just how it is. And there's a lot of guys that I've served with in the military that were pretty accomplished wrestlers, a lot more accomplished wrestlers than I was. There's a guy, a teammate of mine in Navy who retired as a 3-star SEAL. I got him, Tim Szymanski, who is another starter on the Navy wrestling team. And I got another guy named Colin Kilrain, who was a 4-time All-American at Lehigh University. Retired as a SEAL as well. It's just, you know, combative nature of wrestling is, you know, things like martial arts. There's a lot of similarities there, but it teaches more than just fighting. It's discipline. It's how to control yourself and how to respect your opponent and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of that same way of operating in the military. You don't do military operations where people could die for fun. That's not, no, we do it because we have to do it because all other options have been exhausted. And we do it professionally, we do it without angst, but you do it because it's you're doing the mission that you're called to do in accordance with a just war when it comes to that.
Russell, did you want to ask Andy any questions?
So Mike had mentioned that you worked with some folks in the wrestling community here in the Bay Area. Did you ever work with like Leo Nomolini at all while you were?
No, I didn't.
While you were,
I worked
doing any wrestling
the guys
stuff?
I mentioned, the Schultz brothers, and a guy I wrestled against was Dan Shade, who's my age. But then I grew up wrestling, youth wrestling, for a guy named Weber Lawson, who's passed away now, as well as a guy named Pat Lovell. And Pat Lovell was an Olympian in the 60s, wrestling from, he's down from SoCal area. And then there's this, California is such a, as you all know much better than I do, but it's so rich in athletes, and the California state wrestling tournament, there's only one division in California. You get through, you place in the state or you win the state, and you're pretty set up for Division I wrestling. And there's a, you know, it's a huge state with a lot of athletes, and it's a great place to be from.
Now, Andy, one question I want to ask, and I never got it to ask anybody who was in the military this, but it's such a wide question, too. But whether you're a fighter pilot or you're in command of a major operation, talk a little about the awesome responsibility of having that. And what are the things that you're able to talk about that people who are not in the military I mean, there's so many elements, I'm sure, that we just don't have a clue about, and it's got to be just fascinating. Can you address any of those types of things that I'm speaking to?
Yes and no. I mean, yes in that. Well, no in that there's a lot that I can't talk about, but a lot of that is not all that interesting. Yes in that what you can talk about is the people that serve in the military. And the, you know, the vast majority of people in the military are, their average age is about 22, and they serve, the average serves about 4 years. The vast majority of the military is enlisted, not officers. So they possess, most of them possess a PhD, a public high school diploma, and they come from the cities, they come from the country, and they are normally on economically are less privileged than most of us are, and a lot of immigrants, a lot of first generation Americans, a lot of them that serve in the military, and serving alongside those people that I served alongside for as long as I did is it gives you great faith in the nation. It gives you great faith that our country is the greatest place on earth. And
a lot of those first generation immigrants are more patriotic than Americans.
Point fingers at anybody one way or the other. It's just I have a great admiration for the people that I serve alongside, and many of which who did not have. Mm-hmm. The benefits of a nice home life or a good education growing up or even ample food and clothing. And so to serve alongside those people and you show them respect and dignity and live by the golden rule and live love them as Christ has told us to love them as he loves us, and you can't go wrong. It's actually very motivating, very easy to get up every day and look yourself in the mirror and say, this is a good thing. Things always work out better than I ever thought they would. It's really
wow. Andy, you're working with so many men and women, and you personally have attained such a great, cool level. Most of us will never get to experience what you have achieved an accomplishment. When you're at that level of command, and you can tell us some of the commands you've had, but how do you maintain a proper perspective? Because it's like sports. I'm sure there's a lot of egos and male testosterone. How do you kind of keep things even keel and not get so full of yourself? Because that's probably hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And I would say that God created you with one mouth and two ears for a reason, to use them proportionally. That's kind of the policy I've tried to live by. But oftentimes not successful, but what I try to do, what I've tried to do.
You got to have an antidote. Tell us about some of the lighter moments that happen. We don't hear. I mean, whether it's on ship or you're in a in the desert or whatever, or maybe you're at a bar singing with a bunch of fellow pilots. Can you tell us about any of the lighter things that we see in Hollywood movies that actually do happen, or do they not happen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's plenty of them. You know.
No comment.
I mean, my call sign was Woody. So it was that it was right before Woody. I finished my training and became a wing naval aviator. We flew with an instructor of mine, and it was one of my last flights. We flew from Kingsville, Texas to Buckley Air Force Base at the time in Denver, and went skiing for the weekend. We showed up in the middle of the night up in, up the ski resort, and I'm like, no, nobody's gonna be awake, and they were awake. This guy had a bunch of friends that were Iowa farmers, and so we showed up in the middle of the night, and skied in our flight suits, which you're not supposed to do, but then, and they started calling me Woody after Woody Harrelson in Cheers, because they thought I looked like him and acted like him. And I'm like, in which I didn't really like the call sign, just because, you know, my nickname, because, you know, and that's the first rule. If you don't like it, they're going to call you that forever. So that nickname stuck. Prior to that, I'd been an instructor, sometime after that, I was an instructor pilot. And I was, you know, as I alluded to earlier, I worked really hard in the airplane, but I also didn't like to do a lot of paperwork. So you get graded on every flight you have in your training. So I would say, hey, this is good, that was good, when I was an instructor. And, you know, I'd say all average, because you didn't have to write a lot of remarks on the page. And so the students started calling me Average Andy, which was too many syllables to be a call sign, but... that was probably more appropriate. So,
all right, Andy Lewis, thank you very much, retired Admiral Andy Lewis, for joining us. We're going to cut to our last commercial break, and then we're going to have some thoughts for the day here. Okay, this you guys will actually like this NBA question here. Name four NBA teams that don't end in S. All right, that's our true. Question, call or email. Jeez. Edward at sportsecom1.com. The answer to that question. All right. Name four NBA teams that don't end in S. And I'll tell you, Warriors is not one of them, because it does end in S. All right.
Holy cow. Stay with us. You're listening.
Stay with us, audience. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. We're going to be right back with some closing comments.
We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Andy Lewis. Third trivia question, name four NBA teams that don't end in the letter S. Anyone? Crickets, come on.
Grizzlies, some Knicks.
I'm
trying to think. That's brutal. Heat.
Heat. Heat is one of them.
Jazz.
Andy, who else? The Jazz.
Oh, good call.
The Heat, the Jazz. Two more.
Yeah.
And Russell, he looks like he's taking another call. Otherwise, I know you'd know the answer. All right. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
The Magic are one of them.
That's right. The Magic and the Heat and the Thunder.
Thunder.
Jazz, Heat, Magic, and Thunder. Everybody gets credit for at least one of them. All right, here's our thoughts for the day. So why is it called a TV set when there's only one? Right?
Because you sit in front of it.
Yeah.
Because you sit in front of it. Good one. Russell always comes up with some good ones there. Okay, and do you think when they asked George Washington for his ID, he just whipped out a quarter?
Or a dollar.
No, Mike, come on. You don't like that one?
Or a dollar bill.
Okay, he's putting his hand over his eyes. Yeah.
Or he just pointed to Mount Rushmore. Or he pointed to Mount Rushmore.
Mike, he pointed to Mount Rushmore.
Brutal.
I like a good one, Russell. Hey, Russell, we have 2 seconds. What was your trivia question you were going to ask us?
I was going to say on Clippers versus the Mavs, you had the first time two guys with the name of PJ started against each other. P.J. Tucker and P.J. Washington were on each side of the ball. We're facing each other.
And P.J. Carlesimo.
Yeah. From P.J. Brown.
All right, here we go. Okay, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Thank you.
So